gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
Hi, I'm Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, excuse me. I'm your host, John Patch, joining us from St. Francis Animal Clinic out of Tarpon Springs, Florida, is
Dr. Adriana.
To answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. If you're looking for that special treat for your cats, then you definitely want this healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your pets will fall in love with. You can get it at VitaCraft.us. You can find Lick and Lap in stores or just order it from Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off. Put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. And you can get healthy, great treats for your dogs. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen at TalkinPets.com. Or you can tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in and get us there. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
I'm a pumpkin cat, lazy and fat, and I like to sleep on the sofa. If you're in my space, I'll meow in your face until you scoot on over. Your seat and give me a treat. You don't want to make me mad. I'm a pumpkin, I'm a pumpkin, I'm a pumpkin cat. Oh, you, I know you love me because I'm so cute and cuddly. Now go and get me something yummy or things might start to get ugly. Meow, 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 meow.
Lexi, I have a feeling that you probably know this song.
I don't, but it is funny. Reminds me of Garfield.
It's cute.
They have a new Garfield movie on Netflix.
That wasn't her, though.
It wasn't her that time?
No.
I have a dog book on my desk here, and it keeps falling off, but I think my cat keeps pulling it off my desk. But this time, she did not. So, anyway, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. You know, I wanted to let you know, Thursday night was horrible for me. We got flooded, and I've never in my life ever experienced something like this other than in a movie or on the news. But again, now I know, don't ever think that it won't be you. You always think it's going to happen to the other person, but it could be you. And we had like a surge coming down at my home here in Tampa Bay of 4 to 8 feet. And I'm 6'2", and standing at the edge of my driveway, it was almost up to my waist, and it was over my neighbor's waist. And to see people fleeing with their cats and dogs above their heads and their babies, and it was something I will never forget until I die. And my, you know, now I know what it's like. You know, I got lucky. I only got water in my front room. But there's people out there that have lost their homes totally, lost their cars. I did read that there was quite a number of dead people that died during this storm, this hurricane that came in. And I believe it went all the way, you know, it went through the Tallahassee area.
North Carolina.
And then into Georgia and also in
North Carolina.
North Carolina, mm-hmm. And I think Tennessee as well. Mm-hmm. And so the destruction by this storm was amazing. But the images that I saw, and if you want to look at them, if you're on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio, I posted a lot of videos on there of what it exactly looked like in front of my house. We had boats and airboats going down my street. I never thought I would see anything like this in my neighborhood. And it goes to show that Mother Nature's fighting back, and it's called climate change. But we are open to your calls and questions, 818-818-6401. If you've got a question, a medical question, or a behavior question about your pets, pick up the phone and give us a call. That's 818-818-6401. Just say hi to Sydney. She'll answer the call there, and I'll put you on the air with us. But Dr. Adriana, I want to ask you about FELV, mm-hmm. which is...
Feline leukemia.
Right. And Merck Animal Health announced the expansion of a recently USDA-approved drug called Nobivac NXT. It's a vaccination platform to include a solution against feline leukemia virus, which is FELV, one of the most common feline infectious diseases. Basically, they're saying that this could really help in regards to feline leukemia. And have you heard of Nobivac yet?
Yes.
Have you used it or?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
What's your opinion on it? Because, you know, just like in the human realm, mm-hmm. you know, like when COVID came out, you know, they were recommending this drug and telling people this, and then people started telling people, use this and use that. But I would imagine Merck Animal Health probably did a lot of tests before.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was as many tests that came out when COVID vaccines came out. But
Before any animal vaccine is launched into the, you know, to be, you know, basically approved by the FDA, there has to be, there's years that of research and testing before they actually launch it. So they don't take it lightly. Now, this feline leukemia vaccines have evolved through the years. It, you know, years ago, you would hear a lot more vaccine-associated type of tumors or sarcomas in cats. And nowadays, I want to say that I haven't seen one case in like maybe 3 or 4 years. So it's evolved. Feline leukemia is highly recommended to those cats that people like, you know, if you have a barn cat or cats that go in and out that could potentially even be exposed to outdoor cats, they need to be vaccinated against the feline leukemia. It's unfortunate when a cat... It's infected with it, definitely affects their immune system and ability to fight infection and actually increases the chances to develop cancer, like lymphoma. And ultimately, it like really shortens the lifespan significantly.
Is there a disease like FELV, feline leukemia,
mm-hmm.
That, like we know, of course, feline is cats, but is there something like that which would attack the dog species or no?
No, feline leukemia is exclusive to cats or felines in general. I mean, not just your, you know, domestic cat, you know, like tigers and other animals like that can actually, like in zoos, even outdoor, you know, like your pumas and, you know, wildlife in general that are like, they can also contract it.
So it's in the entire
in the
cat
wildlife.
Species.
Correct.
Domestic or wild.
Yes.
They say that nearly 4% of cats in North America alone are affected by the disease.
Correct.
But 4%, I mean, you wouldn't think that that's, like you said, there's mm-hmm. it's not huge, but I don't know, you're finding now as the years are coming forward that those percentages are increasing. And maybe, again, due to Mother Nature or, you know, there are, well, let me ask you this. Can, with feline leukemia virus, how do they get it? And can a cat that has it
mm-hmm.
infect another cat? Or,
sure.
Oh, it can.
Yeah, so let's say, you know, like, you know, in nature, for example, it is a female that is, you know, has contracted the disease. Through either a bite, you know, blood, bite wounds, scratches, close contact, saliva, You know, they can contract it or transmit it also, like in utero. So they can transmit it to their kittens. So a kitten can be born with this virus, and then it can be transmitted like through, you know, like I said, cat bites, etc. So if you leave your cat out and you don't vaccinate your cat, you know, he's at high risk of getting exposure through this, you know, scratches and bites.
And we all know cat fights.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, from time to time, we have to deal with abscesses, et cetera. So always make sure that you keep your cats up to date on their shots, not just rabies, which is a huge threat, but also, you know, leukemia, feline, FERCP, which is the feline upper respiratory vaccine as well.
Give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Parents seeking veterinary care beyond the regular clinic hours may benefit from tech-driven innovations such as after-hours veterinary care support. Guardian Vets, a practice solution company, announced hitting 1 million cases managed through after-hours support and call intercept services for veterinary clinics experiencing a high volume of daytime calls. We are incredibly proud of our team and their dedication to reaching this achievement, says John Dillon, CEO of Guardian Vets. We knew from personal experience after-hours support was an overlooked opportunity in the veterinary industry. Over 1 million cases later, we have validated a substantial market demand while also demonstrating value add to veterinary practices. We're thrilled to create win-win solutions that help pet owners in a moment of need while also increasing clients' engagement and retention for veterinary practices. The veterinary service provider reports reducing call times and volume for practices by offering support through a team of credentialed veterinary technicians and technology tailored to each practice's protocols. Further, the after-hours support service aims to help prevent burnout among veterinary staff. Kelly Schuller, a practice manager at Glacial Ridge Veterinary Clinic in Glenwood, Minnesota, says it is important for our clients to be able to speak to a person after hours. They feel heard and cared for. According to Schuller, using the support services helped their staff immensely as patients are triaged and filtered out, which helps prevent burnout with our staff. The after-hours triage reports we receive from Guardian Vets in the morning help our staff streaming day-to-day planning, adds Megan Politano, practice manager at Pahoa Animal Hospital in Pahoa, Hawaii. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Adriana.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog. A cockatoo that's got the flu or an not-so-jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every kind of pet. When a dog won't bark and a cat won't purr, when a bird goes bald or a turtle grows fur, when a rabbit's got a limp and an earache too, when a cow goes when she should go, when a horse gets hiccups and they just won't stop, when a fish is all red from a belly flop, when a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a pet.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. You've got a medical question or a behavior question, or...
Let the games begin!
If you can name this animal sound, we will send you out a prize. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft. You can go with a dog book, a cat book. We have collapsible water bowls in Talkin' Pets logo in different colors. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. No, you're not murdering Grandma. It is a reptile song CD. We have from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Daily Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. These are supplement snacks for your dogs. You can go with the turtle pendant, a piece of jewelry, or you can go with the calendar from Page a Day, and this one is of Slots, S-L-O-T-H-S. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. Slots. Don't want to mistake it. Actually, Dr. A is holding up. It's absolutely adorable. If you're on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'll see it. And so you can win that, too. If you can name this animal... Kind of sounds like a squeaky door.
Huh?
Could you imagine if you're walking through the woods and
you hear that?
And you hear,
oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be thinking it was this animal. I would be thinking something evil. It's a big animal, very horny. I mean, on top of its head. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Name that animal. So, Abortive infections with feline leukemia. 20 to 30% of cats exposed to FELV develop abortive infections. In these instances, cats can mount effective immune responses against the virus, destroying it before it gets the chance to incorporate itself into the cat's genome. The cats will gain antibodies against the virus, and they will never test positive for the infection using routine tests or show any clinical signs. Is that once you're on, like, the medication, like Novavax, or is that, like, in general, once a cat gets feline?
Well, there could be a possibility of the immune system being able to kick that off, but that doesn't happen very often. I think I've only seen one case.
You know, it is kind of weird when you think of, like, diseases and illnesses and so on and so forth, why it seems like even in humans, if the immune system is strong or stronger, it seems to work against diseases and so on and so forth. And is that kind of what this is saying then?
Right. The immune system is amazing, and they can fight. You know, we get exposed to pathogens all day long, which is something. We have a very strong immune system, and that's fighting for us. And we, you know, our daily life, our stress, etc. It happens to animals too. You know, the immune system gets weaker and weaker over time.
You ought to see. I when we had this hurricane Thursday, and it flooded my entire neighborhood. All of a sudden, I came into the house. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm just thinking about what's going on. And Shadow usually lays on the couch with me. On one side is Shadow, my black cat. On the other side is Summer, my multicolored, long-haired cat. And I said her name, and she walked into the studio.
She is.
So all of a sudden, they're sitting there on the couch with me, and Shadow went, I scratched my foot. She ran so fast, jumped. I've never seen the cat run that fast. And I'm like, I yelled at her. I was like, Shadow. And I'm thinking, what? Why'd she run? You know, did she hear, like, the rescue people outside or what? And all of a sudden, goes to show how in tune animals are with disasters more than people are. I didn't even know water was flooding into my room until all of a sudden I just looked beyond, like, my coffee table, and there it was. It was streaming down, and that's what she saw. And her first instinct was to run.
Yeah,
so animals are extremely smart. There's no doubt about that. Regressive infections with the FELV, roughly 30 to 40% of cats infected with it develop regressive infections as a result of partially effective immune responses. The virus is incorporated into the cat's genome, but the immune system prevented prolonged viral replication. Again, back to the immune system, where if there's a way to boost it, I know with, like, HIV and AIDS, there's medicines that boost the immune system.
And not only that, but there's also, like, the new therapies for cancer actually are precisely taking advantage of that particular immune system. So that immune therapy is also incorporated into cancer treatments nowadays.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We welcome your calls and questions, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Hank, don't go away. I just saw you there, so we'll get right back to you after this.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
I'm Daisy Charlotte here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
A bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hens, or do you know that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
A hog. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse, I gave you 2 shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again.
Jesse.
We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left, Jesse. Give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't
know. No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla! Very soon. Gorilla!
Yeah! It's a gorilla!
Yeah!
Bye.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
What a meow meow meow.
Someone on the line. Hello.
What a meow.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're going to go out to Hank in San Diego, California, and listening on KCBQ. Hey, Hank, how you doing?
Hi, thank you, John. How you doing? Speaker's okay, or get rid of the speaker?
No, I don't hear it, so you're pretty good, I guess.
Oh, okay, very well. So I'm listening to your radio show, and I have a a terrier, then, and I think he might have walked on hot pavement or something, but his paws are kind of like peeling.
So, and this is, you've been, how long ago did this start?
I just noticed it like about 24 hours ago or so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people have that problem, and I see it even down here in where we produce the program from, mm-hmm. in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
You walking the dogs on these hot pavements,
yes.
And it ends up cracking the paws,
yes.
And then they start
goes
to bleed.
Goes into ulceration.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what you're seeing?
Right. You're right.
Yes. Yes. So they don't have a lot of, you know, like that's, you know, like it's like work ourselves working foot, you know, barefoot, you know, and then and their paw pads are very, very delicate too. If they run around, for example, in cement, it can happen just from going on walks. I've seen it happen. I mean, they come and they're like painful and they're like licking their paws makes it worse because then they get like a bigger sore. And then they start limping. Have you seen your dog limping?
He's afraid to walk on it a little bit, you know what I mean? He's hesitation, if you will.
Yes, yeah. So what I do is if there's any like little piece of like skin that's kind of like sloughing off, I just kind of get rid of that. And then I get that you can get an over-the-counter like Neosporin, you know, or something like that, and you can just apply it there. There's like actually like from Amazon, you can get these like doggy disposable, yeah, and then they're disposable. So like what do you call it?
Socks.
Yeah, they're like actually like a bandage, but you can actually cover the paw with it. You know, it's like a booty shape.
That's a good idea. I haven't seen that one.
They're
I've seen
like
the
a booty
socks,
shape, yeah.
But the problem there is that, you know, once it's hurt like that, like mm-hmm. you're saying, Hank, the dog is going to keep nipping at it and licking at it and so on and so forth. So putting a sock on it is one good thing.
Yes.
But I know there's a salve out there. A lot of companies. There's even CBD salve now that you can buy.
Yeah, that's one. There's like, what is the name of it? You can actually purchase it online. It'll come back to me, the name of this.
Yeah, but there's like...
There's so many.
We used to have a sponsor mm-hmm. on it that had it, and it's great stuff because basically it'll just smooth the pads and start to heal them. But I think in the meantime, if it's
Solvacare.
Solvacare. If it's as bad as it mm-hmm. is, the socks might not mm-hmm. be a bad idea.
Yes. And
so what's the name of it again, please?
Solvacare. S-O-L-V-A. K-E-R, Solvacare.
K-E-R, okay. And
yes.
So this thing comes like something you put on it, and then you put the sock on it, and then leave it on. It's not going to, it'll be till it heals.
Yeah, exactly. And the main thing is isolating the foot because each time the dog, you know, it's painful. So think about it like a blister. You know, so it's painful. So every time the dog walks, it's going to be uncomfortable. So it's just to alleviate the discomfort. And then there is also another one that's for crack.
One thing I wanted to ask you between that was if Hank or anybody listening has that condition with their dog's pads, it's not really recommended to use a human product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to keep, like, we don't sit there and lick our hands or whatever.
That is true. But also make sure that you keep a cone or like a collar, something to keep the dog from licking their paws.
Right,
you know?
Or the socks. So I like the socks idea.
Like there's a specific dog sock that you can put on them that would be recommended, right?
Yes, but and then the dogs try to get the socks too. So sometimes the doggy booties, whatever, they try to get it out. You know, they'll naturally would want to take it off. So just to keep that in mind, just get an e-collar. They have these.
Yeah, Elizabethan collar.
Yeah, Elizabethan collars, and they come in like materials that are not uncomfortable anymore, like the plastic ones.
Yeah, they have balloon ones now.
Yes, they have other ones that are like look like backpack material. You can also buy them on the Amazon.
So put that on them to prevent them from getting to the paw.
Correct. Right. While it heals.
Okay,
yes.
So that's the way to go instead of putting something on the foot. Put him away from not reaching it. You're right. And quickly, you said there is an animal Neosporin or just people Neosporin?
Yeah, not people Neosporin. Gosh, is the name of it escapes to me. Like it'll come back.
That's traded in Neosporin or
I would
is
still
it like
put
animal
though.
One or a pet one or people one.
I would use that Solvacare if you can
get
Solvacare,
because you're not going to find anything animal the over-the-counter. Uh-huh. I mean, that has an antibiotic, uh-huh. and Neosporin is an antibiotic. You know, it's like bacitracin or something like that. But if you apply the Solvacare or what's the name of this? I mean, it just keeps escaping from me. But there, if you go to the pet store, you can actually find it in the section of where they sell all the ointments and like for cracks. Right. Yeah, you can even ask.
Crack heal, okay.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Well.
It's
very
the same well. Thing. And you can find them online, well. Too. I mean, there's all kinds of different ones.
I will check
ones.
Online, but I could go nearby to a pet store. If they have it, I'll go there.
Yeah.
And what is your name? I got the John, and you are?
Adriana.
Thank you, Adriana. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Nice show.
You too, Hank. Thank you very
Hank.
Much. That's
Thank
Hank
you,
out there
it.
In San Diego, California, listening on AM 1170 and FM 96.1 on KCBQ. An important question, and I'm glad he called because of the fact that, you know, with the hot pavements, if you can't put your own foot or your hand on a pavement, then you shouldn't be having your dog's foot on there. And if people aren't aware, they think that the pads on the bottom of dogs is like, you know, this leather that, you know, heat and everything else won't permeate. But the thing is, it does, and it ends up like Hank's dog, you know, cracked and bleeding and stuff. But I do like the idea. I didn't think about the sock idea before. I do like that idea that you said. But then also the Elizabethan collar is very important, too. But I would not steer away, because Hank said, oh, you know, I'll put the collar on. But it seemed like he was not going to put salve on it. The salve is going to help it.
Correct.
And the reason for the collar is not only for the dog not to lick it and everything, but just so it doesn't lick off the salve that you're going to put on there. So I would definitely still use the salve and either the sock. And I understand what you were saying, because dogs will pull those socks off in a second.
No, it's bothering me that I don't remember the name.
But with the Elizabethan collar, they're not going to be able to pull that off. So the only thing you've got to be careful walking around the house that it doesn't destroy furniture. So, you know, I would use that idea, Hank. So, but then it'll heal. You'll be good. That's Hank out in San Diego, California. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We still have that animal sound out there. You can win a prize if you know what creature makes that sound. Think northern country. Think large and big old horns on this guy. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, call and you can win something. Or if you've got a medical question or a behavior question, we are open to that as well. 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you too, Dr. A, is that, not necessarily in a good way, of course, but you know, veterinarians across the country have now, they're number one now. But in this category, you really don't want to be number one, which is suicide. And it's very strong in the veterinary community. It used to be, as odd as that even seems, a dentist. The dental community was number one. Now it's veterinarians.
Yeah.
But when you really think about it with your vet, vets go through a lot.
Yes.
I mean, not only do you have to deal with, you know, human parents, like of pets, and the pain and suffering that they're going through, but then you got to deal with the animals as well. So all that falls on you as a doctor.
Yes. So sometimes, let's say that I have to assist a pet in his departure, and it's as sad as that is, and all that emotion that we are holding to ourselves, we're not really, you know, have to be professional. We go to the next room, and then there is a puppy, and then just, you know, you go from a very sad moment to a very, you know, hype, you know, like it's like you don't have time to process all of these things. And that can wear on you. Or, you know, just sometimes medicine, you know, an appropriate hour comes and things like that, you know, we take it upon ourselves very hard. And nowadays with social media, and you know, you can go back and post a really bad review and destroy somebody's reputation without like thinking twice,
right?
You know, and that really can hurt tremendously.
Yeah,
the veterinarian, and they don't cope with that.
Anybody?
Well. Yes, you anybody.
Know.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't know. That's tough. I mean, it just makes it too easy having social media for people to say what they want, and half the time, it's not correct or It's just vengeance, basically.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Raid.
Out of North Attleboro, Massachusetts, a rodeo show turned into a real-life roundup in Massachusetts. Eight bulls escaped from a rodeo being held at the Emerald Square Mall in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. The bulls knocked over a chain-link fence before running into a parking lot and eventually into woods behind a restaurant. One bull was quickly captured, but the seven others were on the run for a few hours, eluding police, firefighters, and members of the Massachusetts Environmental Police. About 3 hours after the escape, six of the bulls were stuck behind a fence at a home, and the animals were loaded into a trailer. One bull remained on the loose, but was later captured as well. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. I know you could do it.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the dog is bold. Where spurs are a jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call.
Take it, Lexi.
You got it.
Yeah? I can yodel. Hey, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. I want to give a shout-out to my brother Joe. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, brother. Hope you're having a good time. Also for Hank out there in San Diego, Dr. A has one or two more things for you and your dog.
Yeah, so as far as I was looking out on Amazon, the booties that I was mentioning, the medical booties are, you have to replace them every day. Just, even if you are, like,
and
just...
I just want to clarify, you mean, yeah, like, the booties as
the
in
booties,
socks?
As in socks, yes. Is if you get the older ones, the older kind, then you still have to, like, make sure that you clean the food, and then you just apply the salve every day, make sure it's not, like, getting there moist and not, you know, changing the booty. It's very important that you do this every day.
Yeah, because we all know that dogs can get their paws into things and cause issues. And sometimes it's good to let the air get to it as well.
Right. If it gets moist or dirt, you know, you're going to end up with an infection. So you got to make sure that you always make sure it's clean.
So nobody got the animal sound, and we're at the top of the hour. So I'm going to do this. Lexi?
It's a moose.
Close.
Dr. A?
It's an elk.
Mm. I had a 50-50 shot. I knew it was one or the other.
Lexi, this is for you.
Missed it by that much.
That much, it's
And Dr.
True.
A, for you? Dr. Adriana got it. So she's going to pay it forward. So if somebody wants a calendar, we will send you the sloth calendar from Page a Day for 2025. But you got to call Sydney and be one of the first ones to get in. Well, she'll pick whatever line it is. And you could win the sloth calendar, compliments of Dr. A, for guessing It was an elk. You don't even have to come on air. Just call Sydney. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, I was down, actually, in one of the other areas across the bridge, and as I was walking to meet some friends, I saw this girl carrying her dog. And I said to her, well, I didn't even really say much. I actually said, thank you. And she looked at me, and she right away knew what I meant. She said, the pavement is so hot, my dog is having so many issues walking and everything. And I said, well, that's good that you know, and good that you're carrying your dog, because, you know, during the hot temperatures, that's what happens with a lot of them. And also, you got to beware. Now my third cat came into the studio, Winter. They make their appearance every once in a while.
Yep.
But you also got to be aware that it's the winter's upon us. It's autumn now, and before you know it, the way the climate's been going, who knows, maybe it'll snow next month. But cold temperatures would do that, too. It'll crack the pads of dogs
the
or
nose,
cats' feet.
The ears.
So, and especially if there's salt, if they're walking on salty sidewalks, people throw out salt, that will crack their pads as well. So I recommend, too, those booties. You ever see them?
Yeah.
Dogs seem, like, yeah. Not the sock booties, but the actual
little
actual booties.
Yeah, actual dog booties. Yeah, they're like rubber.
I see more, yes. Yeah, I see more people yes. putting them on. And they're cool.
Excuse me.
Have another drink, Lexi.
I haven't even drank anything.
And basically, the booties are really cool. Some dogs don't tolerate them great, but
no.
Eventually they seem to do better than
they
cats.
They adopt.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Cats, though, mm-mm. They just sit there and fall over.
Yeah.
It's kind of hysterical.
It's funny.
But, you know, if you work with them, they might wear them. But, yeah, cats are a little bit tougher than dogs. But, you know, during those months or whatever, I mean, you gotta protect your dog's paws. Just because it's a dog doesn't mean that they're not going to have pain or bleed or crack. And so cold weather, hot weather, they're the worst. If you have mediocre weather, then mm-hmm. It's not too bad. But good luck with that, Hank, once again. And thanks for tuning in. Hopefully spread the word here about talking pets. And also, please spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And again, if you get a chance and you want to see the videos, go to our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I posted a number of videos on there in what it looked like in front of my house. And I'm sure you've seen on the news all the people that were either killed, lost their homes. It was a horrific storm. And a matter of fact, on the beaches around here, cars are buried to their roofs in sand. It's most bizarre things. Mother Nature, we need to respect her. From all of us here, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And if you're in the area and you want to stop at the Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks and your dog or cat needs help,
Dr. Adriana at St. Francis Pet Care Center.
There you go. Once again, talk to you again very soon. Thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.